What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Okay, I'm not hearing any sound. I'm on the air. I can't hear. We're late. Okay, we're late getting in here. We had a little bit of a difficulty with our Skype connection. And so welcome to our show. It's Wednesday, September 20th, 2017, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Pow Hana Friday in another insane week. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And Mike is in our control room, twiddling our dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. So getting into the news here, a lot of people are still reacting to Donald Trump's speech yesterday, and not always in a very, very positive way here. Iran's Zarif is out there saying that Trump's speech really belongs in medieval times. He called it ignorant hate speech, and saying faking empathy for the Iranian people is not going to fool anybody. So that did not go over very well at all. The Venezuelan leaders were very unhappy over his remarks, calling them shameless, ignorant, and aggressive. And apparently, Chief of Staff John Kelly wasn't all that happy with the speech either. Apparently, he was captured with his head in his hands, kind of a Picard double facepalm, as he listened to the president basically threaten to totally destroy 25 million people, which is generally something you do not do at the United Nations. And a lot of people are seeing this speech as an absolute disaster in terms of foreign diplomacy. And again, we've seen a lot of the same rhetoric before. Article coming out of DefenseOne.com. Trump is trying to hoodwink us into another war, this time with Iran. And we've been down this path before. Trumped up charges of weapons of mass destruction. And again, you've got the IAEA once again saying there's no there, as they did in Iraq. And they're out there pushing that propaganda. Oh, yes, somehow Iran has got secret underground nuclear weapons bases. Israel told us, and they would never lie to us. And one of the things people caught on was Trump was trying to conflate Pyongyang with Tehran, basically equating them both with each other as the new axis of evil, and basically focusing on Tehran's non-nuclear policies, which were never part of the P5 plus one, and false claims of the unevenness of the Iran deal. Now, even Trump's staff is saying this is actually a good deal. It's keeping Iran from developing nuclear weapons. And the problem is there is no deal that will address the totality of U.S.-Iran tensions unless Trump is willing to engage in diplomacy. And so far, Trump has shown zero interest in negotiations with Iran. He's talking entirely with Israel, and Israel wants the U.S. to go kill Iran for them. So it is a bit of a problem. Now, let's take a look at some of the things Trump's actually said in his speech. He got up there saying, "We want harmony and friendship, not conflict and strife." And there was a lot of suppressed laughter out there because U.S. foreign policy since 9/11 has been nothing if not violent, aggressive, belligerent, and invasive. U.S. soldiers have occupied Iraq since 2003 after toppling Saddam Hussein's regime over lies about Saddam's nuclear weapons, which turned out not to exist. Since 2001, U.S. airstrikes have peppered Yemen to reportedly eliminate al-Qaeda militants. But the United Nations itself calls the Saudi-led and U.S.-backed coalition in Yemen the worst humanitarian crisis on earth. And U.S. forces are now going into places like Somalia. They're going more troops into Afghanistan. This doesn't look like a nation that wants harmony and friendship. This looks like a war nation, a warmongering nation. Trump also said no one has shown more contempt for other nations and the well-being of their own people than the depraved regime in North Korea. It is responsible for the starvation deaths of millions of North Koreans and for the imprisonment, torture, killing, and oppression of countless more, end quote. Well, the United States has engaged, first of all, we know the United States engaged in torture in Iraq and tried to cover it up and failed. Was torture for the sake of torture. They tortured innocent Iraqis to death to find nuclear weapons of mass destruction that didn't exist, for all you Kafka fans out there. And to silence potential leakers of the United States torture program, the CIA told its own contractors, who it paid to design the torture program, a nuclear bomb was going to be exploded in the United States, and that because I told them to stop, I'd lost my nerve, and it was going to be my fault if I didn't continue. That crafted scenario. That a bomb is going to explode and you have to torture the person to find it on out. And by the way, that situation has never really existed in real life. It's a storyline from a TV show to justify the torture of people. And again, there were no nuclear bombs. So the scenario of a nuclear bomb going off over the United States was a complete fraud. Trump then went on to say, we cannot let a murderous regime continue these destabilizing activities while building dangerous missiles, and we cannot abide by an agreement if it provides cover for the eventual construction of a nuclear program. The Iran deal was one of the worst and most one-sided transactions the United States has ever entered into. Frankly, that deal's an embarrassment to the United States of America. Now, Trump has long sought to avoid the reality that the Iran deal has worked. And of course, there was never any question that it was going to work from the Iran side because they weren't really building a nuclear weapon. This was a no-brainer for Iran. We're not actually building nukes. They'll lower the sanctions if we promise not to build nukes. Yeah, sure, we'll sign that deal. And then, of course, the U.S. didn't remove all the sanctions and has now added more. Now, Tehran has been certified compliant with the terms stipulated in the 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, otherwise known as the P5+1. Nevertheless, the Iran war hawks in Washington are still pushing to get that war going and to find some way to get out of the deal without making it look like the United States has just walked away from another treaty obligation. Trump went on to say, fortunately, the United States has done very well since Election Day last November 8th. The stock market is at an all-time high, a record. Unemployment is at its lowest level in 16 years. Well, we know that that is not entirely accurate. Yes, the stock market's up. In fact, it's at a new peak today. But the unemployment numbers are an absolute fiction. We have 100 million American citizens willing and able to work who have not been able to find jobs for months, if not years. And adding in all these immigrants and refugees is only making that situation worse. Then Trump went on to say, in America, we seek stronger ties of business and trade with all nations of goodwill, which is kind of hard to swallow when you look at all the sanctions the U.S. government has thrown at everybody, at Russia. Now they're talking about sanctioning China, which would be an economic disaster for us. Sanctions on North Korea, more sanctions on Iran. It's amazing. It was give him 3.5 Pinocchios, I think, on that one. All right, we're going to take some phone calls here. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I give Trump one Pinocchio.
Oh,
Rubani
okay.
Gets four Pinocchios.
Okay.
Rubani gets four Pinocchios, though. His speech was good. And, hey, Mike, I hope Putin and Xi Jinping don't go because, like, if I was them, I would not, like, be together in the same area of like the country. But you know, at this point, you know, is because like the president and the vice president being at the same thing when there's like a crisis. And you know, the Russia and the Chinese, you know, they got to start thinking strategically now because they're the enemy now. You know, everybody's the enemy to these small group of people, Mike.
I have no doubt that Russia and China have been thinking strategically for many, many years now. And we're seeing it reflected in their weapons acquisition programs and in the way they're exercising and deploying their forces. So I think China and Russia have understand fully what the U.S. wants to do. Russia and China do not want a war with the United States, but they can see that one is coming. If these war hawks, neocons in Washington, D.C. get their way, there's going to be a war with Russia and China, which we're probably going to lose.
Hey, Mike, switching gears, Morgan, not so freedom, is a disgrace, and so is this committee to investigate Russia. Did you see that video?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I mean, he's out there saying we're at war with Russia, but I wouldn't give it that much weight. Back in 2005, he was telling us we were at war with the Martians, so, you know.
But that's the same group that brought us that Hamilton 67 that labeled the 100 enemies of America, including Ron Paul. And you know who's on the board of advisors is James Clapper and Tucker Carlson's best friend forever, Max Booth.
And, yes.
But where'd they get the money to give Morgan Freeman, unless he's like a part of a deep state? Because, you know, I don't think he comes cheap, you know, and it's just more propaganda for this machine. It's a machine, Mike. I mean, I never seen anything like it. It's all coming out. You can see this machine in action. You know?
Well, Morgan Freeman probably doesn't need the money, and so if he made this film, he's absolutely convinced that this was the right thing for him to do, to lend his celebrity weight to this program of saying we're at war with Russia, and we're seeing all of Hollywood is all on board with that. Remember Indiana Jones, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, we're going to bash the Russians. The Russians are evil. They're nasty. They're bad people. And we've been seeing it now for a couple of years. This run-up to a new war with Russia is being telegraphed by so many of the films and TV shows we're getting out of the entertainment industry. Actually, one reason I'm almost glad to be out of that business now. I'd be ashamed to, you know, walk down the street, you know, knowing how entertainment is being used to propagandize for a new war.
They probably put a paper on the back of you that says Russian agent.
They're already doing that.
It's sad, Mike. Like, I mean, I'm 47 years old. I never seen anything like this ever. Like this whole. But one thing that's, you know, we know who the enemy is. We know who the enemy is, and they got to be brought to the cornfield, Mike, because eventually, if we don't bring them to the cornfield, they're going to bring all of us to the cornfield, if you know what I mean.
I know. Thanks, what you mean. All right, you're welcome. And again, people here in Hawaii, we're very, very nervous. Because not so much about North Korea, but if we get into a shooting nuclear war with Russia and China, this island will get hit. There's no question about it. And Claire and I, we got a ringside seat on a first strike target out there. We're going to go back to the telephones here. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I was deeply bothered by the Trump speech about taking out pretty much North Korea and that whole propaganda thing of using fear. I see this thing. This thing is very scripted. They do it every time. I mean, we have a whole industry that's a war industry, a weaponry industry, where we sell to other countries, destabilize the world. Then we come in a couple of years later and then clean up all the mess that we actually created. I mean, this is, you're right, we are a nation that's addicted to war, and the people aren't, but the government is. And
yes, thank you for the clarification.
I'm deeply bothered by how he said that he wanted to, we would have to destroy North Korea, and that brought me back to Harry S. Truman dropping two nuclear bombs on heavily populated cities, which is a war crime, an act of war. It's a war crime because those were not military bases, as we were told. I'm very deeply troubled by this guy. We were duped. We had the lesser of two evils, and I hate saying that, but that's true what we had. We had a criminal, and now we had a guy here who's definitely being controlled, and he's turning out to be kind of a warmonger, and I'm very unhappy about this whole situation. Very unhappy.
I'm very unhappy about it as well. I'm very disappointed, and I know that already they're worried about losing the Trump base in next year's midterm elections, and certainly in 2020, and it's going to happen. Trump is going to be a single-term president, and forget all this talk about, you know, impeachment and all the rest of it. Trump is destroying his own base. The people who supported him and voted him into office did so on this promise that we were going to get off this track of endless wars. And we're leading to a catastrophe. And again, in a nuclear war, nobody really wins except those bankers. But at this point, the United States military may be little more than a hollow shell. We've had 16 years of war during which our stockpiles have been drawn down. Our existing weapons are worn out. The new weapons rolling off those assembly lines at the defense plants are junk, overpriced junk. We don't have the money or the manufacturing or the manpower to prevail in a war against Russia and China, even if it goes nuclear.
Well, it just takes me back to that General Wesley Clark audio video where he talked about seven countries in 5 years. and all the countries on that list. And, I mean, they're just trying so hard to provoke somebody to take the bait to do this war. And on the RBN website today, it mentioned, had a nice article on there about how the Pentagon is basically, and all the war contractors are just salivating at the thought of this could go war. And the money, all they care about is the money. It's not people. It's not democracy. That's a myth. This is all economic. As you said, all wars are bankers' wars. This is economic. They call it nation building. I call it stealing another country's wealth. And that's exactly what it is.
That's exactly what it is. We haven't built any nations anywhere. Remember when they went into Iraq and there was going to be all this money for Iraq reconstruction and it all vanished. It all disappeared. Nobody knows where it went. It certainly didn't help the lives of the Iraqi people. Their standard of living is still way, way below what it was before the U.S. started sticking its nose in over there.
Right. Hey, thank you, Michael. Keep it up.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now, apparently, as far as I can tell, only two countries actually loved Trump's U.N. speech, and that was, of course, Israel and Saudi Arabia. And they're out there cheering for this whole thing, and basically Netanyahu's speech almost seemed like an addendum to Trump's speech. And he came on out there, and at least he didn't have that stupid little cartoon bomb this time. And he even got a chuckle from the audience when he talked about how penguins know that some things are black or white, which is kind of clever. But again, at least he didn't have the cartoon bomb. But let us do a quick look at some of the things that he said and whether they stand up. Now, one of the things Netanyahu said was, well, as you know, I strongly disagreed. I warned that when the sanctions on Iran would be removed, Iran would behave like a hungry tiger unleashed, not joining the community of nations, but devouring nations one after the other. And that's precisely what Iran is doing today. Now, in reality, Iran occupies zero countries and has not occupied any country in modern history. By contrast, Israel has occupied part of Syria, the Golan Heights, since 1967. This occupation is condemned by the United Nations and all five permanent members of the Security Council, including the United States. Now, the other country on Netanyahu's list that has been occupied by Israel and not Iran is Lebanon. After invading Lebanon in 1982, Israel set up a permanent occupying force in southern Lebanon. So who is it who's gobbling up nation after nation? And let's not even start about what Israel's trying to do to Palestine or the remnants of Palestine. Iran isn't gobbling up anything. The only reason Iran is not interacting with the grand community of nations is it's still under sanctions. It's still being deliberately isolated by those U.S. sanctions. Then Netanyahu went on to say, we will act to prevent Iran from establishing permanent military bases in Syria for its air, sea, and ground forces, which sounds grandiose except for one thing. Iran, like Russia, is in Syria at the request of the Syrian government, and that's none of Israel's business. Israel has nothing to say about the internal affairs of other people's countries. Of course, they don't think that. That's why they're always messing around with our country. And then, of course, Netanyahu went on with the already discredited propaganda about how Assad is barrel-bombed and starved and gassed and murdered hundreds of thousands of his own citizens, blah, 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 blah. If at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. And finally, of course, he said, 2 years ago, I stood here, that's when he had the cartoon bomb, explained why the Iranian nuclear deal not only doesn't block Iran's path to the bomb, Iran's nuclear program has a sunset clause. Now, yes, the P5+1 deal does prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons. And again, nobody could prove they were developing even before this agreement. They're just making this stuff up out of thin air to try and justify a war in which Americans will be killed and crippled. Because that's how it happened the last time. Israel sold us the war in Iraq. Look how many of our kids came home dead or wounded from that. And they're doing the exact same thing with Iran all over again. Fool me once, Benjamin. Shame on you. Fool me twice. Shame on me. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about Netanyahu's speech up at the United Nations where he's just going after Iran, calling Iran a hungry tiger unleashed, and basically saying that because of the P5+1 deal, Iran has now been emboldened to spread its influence across the region, and by golly, that's Israel's job. And so that's basically his entire argument. Israel wants Iran smashed up because Israel wants unfettered control over the Middle East. And that's it entirely. And Netanyahu is not getting a free ride on this. A lot of world leaders are standing up and saying, no, we've heard all of this before. We've been hearing about how Iran is just weeks away from a nuclear weapon going back 30 years, and it hasn't happened yet. And again, Iran has not initiated a war of conquest in over 200 years, certainly not in modern history. They haven't occupied other countries the way Israel's constantly doing. Netanyahu's speech was the height of hypocrisy. Now, the French president has come on out. Now, the French have already said they see no reason to renegotiate the P5+1 deal. And the French president came on out and said there's never going to be an efficient solution in Syria without the presence of Iran. Iran is a key player in the war against terror. And, of course, Israel is not happy about that at all. Now, turning to the domestic politics, as you know, we've got this bizarre situation where it's finally been admitted that, yes, Donald Trump's campaign manager was being wiretapped both before and after the election. And there are several ramifications. First of all, James Clapper lied to Congress and to the American people when he said none of Trump's people were being wiretapped. And over on Fox, Judge Napolitano is saying, yeah, when Trump made that accusation he was being wiretapped, he was speaking the truth. And what's really interesting, going over to CNN, and you see them, you know, way back then, Trump's nonsense, you know, no wiretapping. And then they grudgingly had to say, yes, it appears Trump was wiretapped. Now they've even backtracked, and they're trying to go back and say, well, it really was no big deal. It was nothing. He shouldn't have made a big deal about that. It's ridiculous. Hillary Clinton, who will not go away, it's very obvious she thinks she's coming back into public life and that we will welcome her and embrace her. Oh, and by the way, we were at the big box store earlier today, and her book is already on the closeout shelf. But Hillary Clinton is now comparing herself to Paul Revere. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. And she's back to that whole thing that Russia stole the election from her to give to Donald Trump. No evidence for it whatsoever. Now, as you know, now that Manafort has been acknowledged to have been wiretapped, in connection with the Russian investigation. That's how the media is spinning it. Oh, he was wiretapped, and it had to do with the Russia investigation. So Paul Manafort is now demanding the Department of Justice to release all the transcripts of all of his tapped phone calls so the American public can come to the same conclusion that the Department of Justice did. There is nothing there. It's all rumor and innuendo. And it is rather bizarre to see Hillary coming on back, acting like she still has some kind of a path to that Oval Office. She's out there saying she wants to question the legitimacy of the 2016 election, even though she admits there's no legal or constitutional way to do so. So what is she planning? A coup d'etat? And speaking of foreign interference in elections, Obama encouraged illegal immigrants to vote in our election. Amherst and Cambridge, Massachusetts and San Francisco are going to allow illegal immigrants to vote in the local elections. Democrats encourage foreigners vote. And yet they're paranoid about foreign influence on our elections. How much more out of touch with reality can you get? It's okay for foreigners to vote as long as they vote straight Democratic, but by golly, we can't have any interference that throws things toward the Republican direction here. Harumph, harumph. Maxine Waters has set a new personal low. She was actually at the funeral for comedian Dick Gregory, and she was giving a eulogy and turned it into a call for Trump's impeachment in the middle of a eulogy, in the middle of a funeral. You want to talk about obsessive behavior? There you go. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we didn't have enough to worry about right now. It's looking like the entire Ring of Fire is on a tear right now. We had that monster 7.1 earthquake near Mexico City, and that was preceded by an even larger quake less than 2 weeks before that. Just hours after the deadly 7.1 earthquake in Mexico City, they had a 6.1 quake in New Zealand. They had another 6.1 quake hit Japan earlier today, and I just got the flash notice from the USGS. They've had a 6.4 quake in Vanuatu. So, boy, it's really rocking and rolling out there. Whew. Interesting time. Interesting time to be a seismologist, I guess. Speaking of the Mexico City earthquake, they're now starting to, focus in. They think that the death toll is going to be a little above 200 and not go much higher. But right now, one of the big problems they're dealing with, apparently a Mexico City school collapsed and they're still trying to dig through the rubble and find the children who were trapped inside. So just absolute horrific. And unfortunately, Mexico does not really have a stringent earthquake code for most of the country. And again, as I explained yesterday, all of Mexico City in that area is actually a filled-in lake, and it's all alluvial fill, and that actually is pretty much the worst kind of terrain you can build on if you are in an earthquake zone. So it's a very, very tragic situation. But I guess anywhere you live, there's going to be something. Out here in Hawaii, it's tsunamis and hurricanes, Tornado Alley, it's tornadoes, although we get tornadoes here in Hawaii occasionally. Hurricanes in the Gulf, eastern seaboard, wildfires out west, they're still dealing with that mess. Boy, I mean, I got to tell you, it almost bothered me that Trump's up there at the United Nations talking about making war on all these other countries and doesn't really seem to be clued into the fact that our country right now is in serious, serious trouble between an economy that is flashing red warning meltdown alarms, all the fires out west, most of which were exacerbated by cutting the funding for fire prevention out there. Then you've got the aftermath of Harvey down in Texas, where they've got huge numbers of mosquitoes, brain-eating bacteria in the water supply. The floodwaters flowed through sewage treatment plants. There's raw sewage in the floodwaters. It tore up some toxic waste sites that weren't being properly maintained. Same thing for the aftermath of Hurricane Irma. This country's in serious, serious trouble. And it almost seems like we have a federal government that just doesn't want to be bothered in their rush to bring disaster to the rest of the world. Now, speaking of hurricanes, getting into Hurricane Maria, it's basically over Puerto Rico right now. Those poor people, they got hit really hard by Irma. They're saying that Puerto Rico's entire power system could be knocked out for months. I'm wondering how they're doing over at the Arecibo Radio Telescope. Which is there. It's still predicted to miss the U.S. mainland, although some of the outer edges of the storm are probably going to bring rain up to the northeast. It's going to brush along there, but at least you won't be getting those hurricane force winds. So let's talk about the war zones, emphasis on the plural, because it seems like we're in a stage of here a war, there a war, everywhere a war, E-I-E-I-O, and the defense contractors are happy. Their part of the stock market really is going up, and there's actual value underneath those stocks to support the prices. But again, it's blood money, if you really think about it. Any profits made in the defense industry, it's all blood money. So apparently the U.S.-led coalition is trying to find a way to stop the Syrian army advance near Deir ez-Zor, especially on the eastern shore of that Euphrates River. And they're trying to find some way to do it, and they're not really doing very well. There was apparently a counterattack that was an attempt to assist anti-government forces in Deir ez-Zor, and it got pushed back. About 40 militants were killed, and they're blaming it's those gosh darn Russian attack helicopters, which, by the way, are very good helicopters. I remember years ago during Afghanistan, when they were starting to interview the leaders of the Mujahideen, and they would say, "We're not afraid of the Russians, but we are afraid of their helicopters. They are very formidable." And apparently there was an attempt by the U.S.-backed rebels in a de-escalation zone in Idlib governorate to try and retake Idlib. That failed miserably. 800 of the rebels were killed. And again, Russian aviation came to their assistance. Now, it has come on out that the U.S.-backed Kurdish factions, who are trying to get that Kurdistan, they are working with ISIS on the Syrian battlefield. And so already we're seeing where their allegiances are going to lie. If there's a new Kurdistan, they're all going to be buddy-buddy with ISIS. I don't think that's a good thing for the United States of America. It's certainly not a good thing for Syria, certainly not a good thing for Iraq. Turkey has already said they absolutely will not allow part of their country to be carved off for Kurdistan. And Iraq is saying a future Kurdistan is basically going to be another Israel. And that is an impression that was reinforced because apparently every time there's a rally in advance of this so-called referendum, you see all these Israel flags waving back and forth. I think it was a little premature, but it's really got everybody alerted to what's going on here. Now, this was a story got a lot of people kind of were scratching their head and saying what's really going on. And the story goes that Hamza bin Laden, the son of Osama bin Laden, has called on Sunni Muslims to carry out a new jihad against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and his government in order to liberate Syria from the hands of what he described as infidels. Now, this was a voice recording released overnight on jihadist social media accounts. It's purported to be that of Hamza bin Laden, who should be in his late 20s about now. Nobody really knows whether it's him or not. It might be. And it wouldn't be all that surprising when you recall that Osama bin Laden was reportedly a CIA asset under the code name Tim Osman. And no doubt the CIA would approach his son to fill his father's shoes. And remember, bin Laden Construction is still doing big business with the U.S. government over in that part of the world. Osama bin Laden's older brother, Salam bin Laden, was business partners with George W. Bush in a business venture called Arbusto Energy, which went bust. And Salam bin Laden died in a suspicious small aircraft crash shortly thereafter. Now, over in Turkey, their defense minister, Nuretti Kaniki, has reiterated Ankara's opposition to a planned Kurdish independence referendum, warning that the disintegration of Iraq could trigger a global conflict. And the breakup of Iraq has been long on the U.S. and Israel's agenda. And they want to do the same thing to Iran. They want to take all the countries in the Middle East and they want to break them up into little tiny pieces that are easy to bully, easy to push around. Now, Iran's President Rouhani has reiterated if Trump walks out on the nuclear deal, and apparently he's going to have some kind of an announcement about that in the next couple of days, no one will trust the United States. I don't think anybody really trusts the United States right now anyway. But it's going to be very obvious that the United States, when they sign their name to a treaty, it's worthless. It's a total waste of ink. And that's going to make international relations that much more difficult at a time when we're dealing with the reality of a potential global war. Now, turning over to North Korea, South Korea is getting very nervous about all this belligerent talk. They were not happy with Trump's speech either. And they're very, very concerned that if there is a military conflict up in North Korea, it is inevitable South Korea will feel some of that pain. One thing that North Korea provably has a great deal of is long-range artillery. And it's tunneled into all those mountains along the northern side of the DMZ. They're hardened shelters, and they can reach Seoul with conventional artillery. And so Seoul is saying, there can be no military action against North Korea without our permission. So Mattis is over there trying to reassure Seoul that they can take out North Korea and nothing will happen to South Korea. He's hinting at a secret kinetic military option for North Korea. We have a secret plan where we will take out Pyongyang and Kim Jong-un, and there won't be a shot fired toward South Korea. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. Now, in an update of the story, and this is where you should all get very, very nervous, apparently Mattis is talking about using tactical nuclear weapons on North Korea. And so that appears to be their solution. They're just going to go on in and turn it into a glass parking lot. But I'll tell you this, even with tactical nukes, they will not get all the artillery. And I have no doubt by now that Kim Jong-un has dispersed whatever missiles he's got into some of those same tunnels, that if he has any deployable working nuclear warheads, they're going to be scattered all over the country. They're going to be dispersed. The reality is the United States absolutely cannot make a promise that they can attack North Korea in such a way that there will not be any kind of a response, short of literally burning the entire country to the ground. And again, it would be in keeping with United States history because, again, the United States is the only country that has ever actually used nuclear weapons of mass destruction against the civilians of another country. For all the talk about Iraq's nuclear weapons, never had them, never used them. All the talk about Iran's nuclear weapons, they don't have them. All the talk about North Korea's nuclear weapons, so far all they've done is test. Only the United States has actually used nuclear weapons against the civilians of another country, and now they're talking about doing it again. And this is in response to the latest nuclear, the latest missile test. Oh my goodness, they did a test, horror of horrors. It's a horrible thing when they're testing out there. And they're trying to make an issue where none exists. The United States constantly tests missiles. We have the Pacific Missile Test Range over on the next island. They're always firing stuff off from there. The U.S. has one of the largest nuclear arsenals on Earth. I don't know if it's the largest or not. Nobody makes a big deal about that. Nobody calls that provocative or a threat to the rest of the world. Even though, as I've said before, the United States is the only country that has used nuclear weapons against another country. Russia just tested an ICBM. Nobody made a big deal about that. It's only when North Korea is testing their weapons that they make a big, horrible deal about it. Now, North Korea has repeatedly made it very clear their attempt to build a nuclear deterrent is spurred on by U.S. belligerence. And the lesson from Iraq, Syria, and Iran is clear. No matter what weapons you surrender, no matter what compromises and deals you make, the United States will still target your country for invasion whenever they feel like it. The only threat from North Korea is that it is seen as standing up to U.S. bullying, and by doing so is inspiring other nations to do exactly the same. That's the only real geopolitical threat. They're refusing to bow down. Everyone's always talking about nuclear weapons. Well, there are 5 undeclared nuclear weapon states: Belgium, Netherlands, Germany, Italy, and Turkey. And they are in possession of nuclear weapons. Now, they're American-supplied nuclear weapons, but they're under their national control, their national command. And they're all there to deter Russian and Iranian aggression. So who's arming the world with these dangerous weapons? Now, do you remember prior to the invasion of Iraq and prior to the invasion of Libya and prior to the invasion of Yemen and prior to the invasion of everyone? There's always a slew of defectors. Oh, we have a defector. They're going to tell you the truth about what's going on inside the country. And so it's inevitable. We have a North Korean defector who claims that Kim Jong-un blew 11 musicians to bits using anti-aircraft guns. Now, I've seen some pretty bad musicians in my day, but not to the point where I felt like wasting an anti-aircraft round on them. But we have this defector. She's from Kim Jong-un's inner circle. We have to believe what she says. Bex alert on that one. Another one came on out. Same thing. Brutal and inhumane laws North Koreans are forced to live under. You know, you can go over to YouTube and you can find all kinds of videos about what life is really like in North Korea. And I think you ought to go ahead and do that. There's some very obvious propaganda videos that are out there, but there are some nice documentaries, especially from British and European TV, that show the North Koreans are actually pretty happy people. They're pretty proud of their government. And again, they're just like us. You remember that old Native American saying, before you judge somebody, walk a mile in their moccasins? And I don't know if it really originated with the Native Americans, but it's a good idea. Before you get caught up in all this war rhetoric to go to war against North Korea or against Iran or against whoever, make a point of looking into their eyes and into their faces, the people, the ordinary people. And you will find, as John F. Kennedy said in his speech in Berlin, we all share this same planet. We all cherish our children's future. We all breathe the same air. And that really is what's going on. Left to ourselves, humans can live in peace. It's only these so-called leaders that churn for war because they want to smash up the world and grab the prettiest, most glittering pieces and put them in their own pockets. We're on the brink. We're on your actual brink here. Everybody knows the U.S. is going to start a war. They're just waiting for somebody to take the bait. And so far, Putin has shown tremendous restraint. I do wish Kim Jong-un would shut the heck up. But again, you have to take into account the Asian concept of face. And anybody who's conducting foreign policy involving any part of Asia who doesn't understand that concept, they're going to make horrific mistakes as to what's going on over there. So we're going to take another break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take a phone call. Terry in Oregon, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I'm trying to figure out why North Korea all of a sudden. And there's a couple ideas I had. One, obviously, they want to get on the border of China and Russia up there. If they invade the country, I don't think those countries are going to allow it. But the other reason might be they're afraid that South Korea and North Korea are going to cut a deal and unify the country, which is something they don't want. And we've heard that the president of South Korea is talking this way, and then there's been a movement among the students in South Korea, too, to unify the country and, you know, declare peace.
Yeah, they've been talking about it for years. 5 years ago, they were on the verge of the reunification, and then the U.S. waded on in there and said, oh, no, they hate you up there, and North Korea is just going to suck all the wealth out of South Korea, and then all this other stuff, basically went in and split them up again. I think the reason for the focus on North Korea is right now our government is desperate to get this war going before the economy falls apart. And they've been pushing in Ukraine. They can't get it going there. They're pushing in Syria. They're losing in Syria. And so North Korea right now seems the ripe target, especially because Kim Jong-un keeps offering up fodder for the media to portray him as this out-of-control, wacky danger to the world. But again, a lot of that is deliberate mistranslation, like they did with Saddam and Gaddafi and Ahmadinejad. But the other part of it, again, it gets back to that issue of face. Kim Jong-un must look strong to his own people. And he's actually garnering a lot of respect in the region for standing up to this U.S. bullying. But you're absolutely right. North Korea could be the back door to this war with China and Russia that is the real ultimate goal, the war on the yuan and the ruble, to allow the U.S. dollar to regain hegemonic domination of the global economy. And that's what they're willing. They're literally willing to risk incineration of the surface of planet Earth in this argument over whose brand of ink and paper we're all supposed to use for the next 100 years.
I agree. Thank you, Mike. I'll talk to you next time.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. So one of the things that the U.S. is doing that is complicating the issue is they're trying to put pressure on China to rein in North Korea. And China doesn't like being put in that position. The Chinese attitude is, look, if you've got a problem with North Korea, you talk to North Korea. Don't try and drag us in here to be your proxy. And then, of course, now we have the U.S. threatening China with more economic sanctions if China doesn't do what the U.S. tells it to do. And again, getting back to that issue of face, this is not going to sit well with the Chinese leadership to be seen as doing the bidding of a foreign power. Now, ultimately, this pressure on Beijing to put pressure on Pyongyang is not likely to work. The Chinese might try and do what they can do to calm things down, but only if the U.S. backs off its belligerent behavior and promises not to try regime change, which, by the way, is a violation of the U.N. Charter. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.